Hello, I'm Anthony Green, and this is After Hurricane Beryl, The Road to Recovery, brought to you by CG United. Good like that.
Stockholm Network's Tanisha Rock Yaw is in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and she's captured the experiences of some who have been through Hurricane Beryl.
Tell us about your experience during Category 4 Hurricane Beryl.
This is my third experience with the hurricanes, and this one actually the worst, you know. But I believe it didn't come just like that. It come with a tornado, you know, and... But I believe that is a great experience for each and every one of us, even with the adults and the children. So in the future, that the children are going to build houses and stuff, they're going to build it in a different way.
I'm living out of like garbage bags and boxes and so, and water. It was terrible. It's the worst I've ever seen. It's the worst. I've never seen anything like this before. It passed like maybe after 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, about that time. Me and my kids were in the house, and then my daughter said, Mom, let's get out. I said, just hold on a minute, because the wind is too strong and we can't get out now because it's too strong. So we did, and then our bathroom roof started to go, then the back room roof started to go, and I said, no, let's go. So we have to run by our neighbor. That, for me, that was not like a hurricane, because when it started and I looked through my window, I saw the wind like it was coming like 4 different directions. It was coming this way, it was coming that way, it was coming there. It was 4 different directions. And one of my neighbor has like a pig pen on the other side, and I saw the pig pen fly in the air. And to be honest, I can tell you, I thought I saw those pigs fly, honestly, because they were like on their feet up in the air going. It was really, really scary. I was so scared. I thought, well, that was the end of us. That was the end of us. Because when we came out of our house to run to the neighbor, our road was already blocked with all kind of debris. Galvanized, everything was in the street. So we had to get over this galvanized, throw the children over a wall, and we jump over to get to rescue. It was really bad.
And I feel the galvanized start shaking and dust blowing in the house. And I get up and I start looking around. And then I run in the bedroom. And I realize the galvanized start lifting, and I run inside and pick up the mattress off the from the front and haul it in the bedroom. When I get in the bedroom, the whole the front went, the house went, and then I stay in the bedroom. Then the front door went, then the bedroom roof went, and I in the toilet. I spent 2 days and 2 nights in the toilet. It was terrible.
Terrible and dreadful. That's how it is. Terrible and dreadful. Hurricane was really fast and swift and very strong. Plenty of wind, plenty of rain, plenty of water. Everything devastated. Whole of Union, left, right, and center.
Well, we evacuated our house the day before. And it's a good thing we had done that, because if we didn't do that, we'd have died in the house, because the house actually gone in. The children will live to tell the story, you know, so they will be prepared whenever a hurricane warning is out, you know.
Like I was in the back room, and when I look, I see the whole roof gone. And I had to run in a cupboard, me and my son, to shade ourselves. By the time the weather was passed, we come outside, I saw the whole of Union Island was destroyed. It's like about 4 house roof is standing. It is totally devastated. I cry because when you look at it, I cry because what we can do? We can't do anything. It's God's work. So we just have to give thanks and praise that we are still here, not much debt, and we are alive.
This has been After Hurricane Beryl, The Road to Recovery. Continue to listen to the Stockholm Network of Stations as our team tracks the initial recovery of St. Vincent and the Grenadines after Hurricane Beryl. Brought to you compliments of CG United. Good like that.